Now, from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, 1010 XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, and Jeff Lagerman.
All right, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Giving Tuesday. And with that, it's really Giving Tuesday has taken off. How long have they been doing it? It hasn't been that many years since this phenomena kind of started. I heard on the news this morning that 75 other countries have adopted the United States lead in trying to make this a day about charitable endeavors. Pretty good.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, you got Black Friday and then right into Giving Tuesday, so why not spend a little bit more?
Right. Well, you know, either hopefully you're spending some of that money on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or Small Business Saturday and all these different things on others.
Been a whole run of them.
Right. But you probably spent a good bit on yourself as well. So, you know, assuage your guilt. And
well, I can tell you, Mike, for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or maybe even more, I've been a big advocate of the Tom Coughlin J Fund and have given every year. Already gave this year and looking forward to many more years of giving to them because, you know, what I think what they do is absolutely fantastic. I think that Tom Coughlin, when he started this, going all the way back to his time at Boston College, has a great purpose, and it really focuses on not just the focal point of sickness, but it wraps around it.
Sure.
You know? And I think that that's very important, and a lot of times people don't even think about that until you're in it.
Look, everybody wants to cure cancer, right? But that's not – this organization is saying, look, people are working on a cure for cancer. In the meantime, let's not let all these families fall through the cracks. There's a lot that goes on. Can you imagine? We talk about this every year. A kid, in your family, obviously your own child – you drop everything to be with that child if they were sick, if they had a prognosis of God knows what with the leukemia or something else. And a lot of these kids, the amazing thing is they're able to survive. They fight through. We see so many great success stories of cancer that goes into remission, people that become cancer-free. But in the meantime, there's a lot to be tended to for families' needs, and that's where the J Fund comes in, whether it's paying a light bill, putting some groceries in the fridge, or
emotional support.
You know,
that's a big part of it.
Parties for these kids. You know, these kids shouldn't live a drab, dreary life. You know, we talked with Paul Fraze, Tony, a couple weeks ago. He went up to run the Seattle Marathon. His son had myotubular myopathy. He said, we treated him like a normal kid. We raised him as a normal kid. And certainly there are some more challenges that you face in that circumstance, but you want these kids to experience a full and as normal life as possible.
Yeah, you normalize it as much as possible. And what the J Fund does is it allows families, look, it's the things that you don't even think about. Like the idea of a child being stricken with cancer, your child being stricken with cancer, that what you would be willing to give, you know, to be with him all the time, him or her all the time, what you would sacrifice for that. You don't even think about the fact that you still got to pay for gas. You still got to pay for groceries. You still have to live your life every day. You're willing to drop all that stuff, do whatever you have to do to be there and support your kid. And the J Fund steps in. They step in the middle of that and they say, we're going to provide you the opportunity to continue to be there for your child, and we're going to be there for you so that you don't have to worry about all these extraneous things that you just take for granted, you know, in day-to-day life, week-to-week life. They step in and kind of fill that gap for these families. And what they do as far as, you know, the parties and the emotional support that they provide, not only the kids, but the families. I know we're going to talk to someone today who the mom and the family just had the opportunity to go away and be with other mothers who are dealing with this and kind of get that chance to relax, even if it's just for a day or two. It's incredible what the J Fund does, and that we have this right here in our backyard, and it's a guy that we know and love as much as we do Tom Coughlin doing this kind of thing. As we've said every year, as great a coach as he is, this is the legacy of Tom Coughlin, is what he's done for kids and families that are dealing directly with childhood cancer. It's incredible what they're doing with the J Fund, and I am so proud to be a part of it every year here on the Radiothon.
Absolutely. Well said. I'm sure there's at least a part of you inside that smiles when you talk about how much we love Tom Coughlin, Jeff, because I'm sure there were days
there was days and there were months that I hated him, you know, but I've always had great respect for him, and that respect, I think, has just grown through the years. I mean, watching what he does, how he handles himself, I mean, as a coach, as a person, and also as a spearhead for the Tom Coughlin J Fund. Great respect for him.
Great advocate, man. No doubt.
I consider him a great friend.
He's a phenomenal guy. I don't know him well enough to consider him a great friend, but I equal respect, like you said, for Tom, more for what he does off the field than what he does on the field, which was quite substantial, certainly what he did on the field. I will tell you, listening to the drill on the way in, I will echo what they said. No portion of your donation may be set aside to try to induce Tom Coughlin to be more of a presence on the First Coast. All right, I'm just going to leave it at that.
It's not what this is about.
This is not what this is about. But what this is about is you can go online to tcjfund.org/radiothon. You can give right there. $96 is the requested donation, the suggested gift. You can give a lot more than that. You can give less than that, whatever is within your wherewithal. 96 is the year the Tom Coughlin J Fund was founded. It's also the approximate number of children diagnosed with cancer every year in the Jacksonville area. That's a lot of kids. Think about that. That's 96 kids. That's 96 families, extended families, neighbors, friends, schoolmates, whatever the case may be. There are a lot of people that get touched by those 96 diagnoses. So you can help defray some of the difficulty that comes along with it. On social media, we encourage you to follow those guys at TCJ Fund. But call today. Don't call 641-1010. You can send questions for logs as you do every Tuesday. Send them via Twitter, Facebook, the text line. All that's fair game. But if you're going to pick up the phone today and use a number, use 207-7070. That's 207-7070. Or you can go right to 1010XL.com. We've got direct links to the Radiothon as well.
And we just got a text in the Duval Ford text line from the 514. The good news is the J Fund line is busy. The bad news is the J-Fund line is also busy. Is there a website where I can give? Yes, that website is 1010XL.com.
Right. You can go right to 1010XL, which the link that you click on there takes you to tcjfund.org/radiothon. Quicker to go to 1010XL. However you do, we're not trying to get the clicks. It's just a matter of making it easier for everybody, giving you a lot of different ways.
We don't want you to wait. We want to take your money because it's going to go to a great place.
Right, exactly. And you can also text the word give to 641-1010, and that will send the link directly to your phone, so you'll have that at your disposal
as well.
Yeah,
you can also, the 1010XL.com, you can also go to tcjfund.org, and right there on their homepage, they have a clickable link for the Radiothon, the 1010XL Radiothon.
It's all there. There are a lot of ways to do it. We'll continue to remind you about those. We've got a goal of over $10,000, nearly $11,000. So let's just call it $11,000.
Yeah, make it a round number.
We can blow past $11,000. Last year, folks during this time period donated over $9,300. So that was a great amount, but we always try to set the goal higher, try to push it a little bit further. We ask a lot of you every year, and what we feel like, you know what, you don't pay anything. You can tune in to 1010XL all the time. If you enjoy the programming, some shows you probably like, others you might not, whatever the case may be. Maybe you just tune in for Jaguar football. We try to provide you something that you don't need to pay for free, so we don't feel bad about asking you for something because it's not going to us. It's going to you, your family members, hopefully, God forbid one day, don't need this, but your friends, your neighbors, people right here in the community that it's going to impact. So do that today and be as generous as you can.
And, here's how we can really work efficiently. We need somebody that's willing to donate to the cause and make us match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, if somebody is willing to give up to X number of dollars, call in, tell us, let us know, text us, social media, all the different avenues, and say, look, I'm willing, if somebody will call in and say, give X amount of dollars, I'm willing to match that up to X number of dollars. We need to double our money in this 2 hours.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So for those that are willing to create matches, we need you right now.
Yeah, you can call. That's the one thing. If you want to talk about how the J Fund has impacted you, or you want to make a special challenge, we do that all the time. Alumni of different schools, whatever the challenge you'd like to set out, people in your office, or challenge, if you work at one chain and you want to challenge the people who work at another one, whatever it is, we'll take those kind of calls at 641-1010, and let's put that out there.
Competition is good.
Competition is good, right? It's not just about the process.
That's right.
Okay. Wins matter today, and they matter every year that we do this. So dig deep, be generous if you possibly can. We know not everybody's in the same financial situation, but like we said, they'll take $10 from you. They'll take $5 from you. If you're going to go ahead and make the call, see if you can dig in the couch cushions and at least round it up to 20. I don't know. But, So anyway, we'll try to encourage you to do your part. We'll do our part as well. 207-7070 for the Tom Coughlin J Fund Radiothon. Visit 1010XL.com for the direct link. We encourage you to give right now. Don't wait. $96 or more would be great, but like I said, they will absolutely take anything. We've got some special guests, members of families that have been impacted positively by the J Fund and the help that they've given. They'll give their own direct testimonial as we go along today. But it is a Check the Tape Tuesday with Jeff Logman. So coming up after the first break here, we'll reflect on the Jaguars' latest loss, 6 in a row now as they fall to the Buffalo Bills and fall to 2-9. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, Jeff Logman here with you on Giving Tuesday. It's the Tom Coughlin J Fund Radiothon on Jaguars today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. All right, the Tom Coughlin J Fund Radiothon rolls on, 2016 version. Let's see if we can set the bar very, very high. Looking to do $102,000. I know they had some pre Radiothon donations that were going on at the website. Not sure what they tallied there, but I cracked the seal for Jaguars today. A lot of people are cracking the seal because there are a lot of busy phones in the phone bank back there. But I walked back there. This is how much I trust the J Fund. I gave them a dollar amount. I gave my credit card and I walked away.
Ooh.
So I think I know how much I donated to the J Fund today, but I'm not entirely sure. But you know what? My wife loves me. We'll deal with it, whatever the fallout is.
They might have doubled your money, Mike.
They may have. You know what? And maybe we'll do that anyway. But look, it's a great cause. It's you know, there's so many good charities to support, and we understand if you know, you may give in a lot of other areas, but like we said, we'll take anything you can do.
You know, I was kind of curious because, you know, this weekend in the National Football League is a little shoe thing going on.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I have heard about that.
It's called My Calls, My Cleats, to where the players in the National Football League are able to create their own shoes that are basically customized to represent the charity that they choose to support.
Right.
And I know the league is saying or anticipating that in excess of 500 players will be wearing them. I wonder if the Tom Coughlin J Fund will be represented in shoes this Sunday or this Thursday in the National Football
League. That's a great question. You wonder maybe a guy like Eli Manning,
yes,
right, who could
yes
do something like that would be fantastic, or some of the other former Giants, you know. That would be great. You know,
I like that. I think this is great, and I'm glad that the league has finally, you know, because, I mean, for so many years, I mean, the league has fined people for wearing shoes that have been imbued as improper uniform equipment violations, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And where that money goes, I think the NFL takes it and donates it to the charities of their choice. But
I think you're the play. I believe, Jeff, not to interrupt you, but I did anyway. I think, is it not true that, Ken, if you're fined, you've been fined, right?
I never was fined until I started playing for Tom Coughlin.
Well, but you were fined by the team and fined by the league are different things.
Exactly, and I don't know exactly how that money breaks up because I think the league has a certain way to handle it, but then the team fines actually go into a team pot that the team chooses to distribute how they may.
I got you. Okay, because I do believe that, you know, like you say, that the league's not just taking your money and putting it in Roger Goodell's pocket. They do give it to charity.
Yes.
I do believe if you're fined, you can request that your fine go to a specific charity.
With the league.
Yes.
And with the team, I think, you know, most coaches, general managers, owners, et cetera, provide input from the players.
Well, support the J Fund. That's what we're.
It would be great. I mean, I hope that it is represented, and I'm sure that it will be from somebody with the New York Giants. And if not, it'll be great to have one of the Jacksonville Jaguars to have a set of cleats on that represents the J Fund.
It'd be phenomenal. You know, there are a lot of great causes, like we said, but this is certainly one that's near and dear to our hearts. So, again, the number to call today that we'd prefer you call is 207-7070. That's 207-7070, or visit 1010XL.com for the quickest way to link to the Radiothon donation page. And it's all set up for you right there. Interesting question here on Twitter from @Jags1185. We try not to speculate too much about, you know, like Tony and I have tried to stay away from trying to fill a position that's not open, right? Gus Bradley likely will be relieved of his duties, okay? But he's not yet, and what's the point? We've got plenty of time, I think, to debate if that comes to pass, who the next guy will be. This is a question about Dave Caldwell, though,
okay,
and I think it's an interesting one. A two-parter. One, have you seen enough talent-wise to bring back Dave as the GM? But I think the second part is more interesting. If so, would you then need to give him an extension so that head coach would feel like, you know what, he's hiring me, he's going to be here. If we have a shared vision, the GM's not going to be losing his job in a year or two, and a new GM may roll in and want to replace me. You know what I mean? Which may limit the pool of candidates that would be interested in an opening if there is one. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, the way the structure has been set up with the Jaguars is that the coach works for the general manager.
Sure.
And, yes, I think it would be very difficult if the general manager did not have a contract that married or meshed with one of the head coach. So, yes, I mean, you're going to have to make a decision with Dave Caldwell as well at some point if you do make a coaching change.
Overall, I think the talent on the roster is better. I understand what the record is, okay? But to me, if I'm just evaluating player for player for player, I think the big question is the quarterback position. Do we know enough right now in your mind, Jeff, that to say that Blake Bortles is the guy that you can build around for the next 5 to 10 years? Will the next five games dictate, or are we trying to, you know, fool ourselves into saying, hey, this guy's played, you know, 40-odd games, and what are five more games going to tell us that we don't already know? What do you think? Where are you on that?
On Blake itself?
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you this. Going forward, if you're the general manager, if you're Dave Caldwell, you know, and you're going to be in that position for the next 4 or 5 years, I think it would be a mistake to assume that Blake Bortles is going to be your franchise guy. I think you still continue to try to upgrade the position, whether or not you believe I've said this for many years, and I got laughed at by some people. I believe that you draft a quarterback every year in the National Football League because you never know when you may find a Dak Prescott,
sure,
a Tom Brady, a Rob Johnson that gives you bait and power to be able to maneuver in the draft in the future years. Because it is a position that, look, if you think that Blake Bortles, and look, if you're the general manager, if you're Dave Caldwell, if you think that Blake Bortles is definitely the answer, you're living in a dream world. I mean, you have to assume that two things. One, he is not or will not be the franchise guy. Or number two, if he is, he could get hurt and never be the franchise guy. And I think that's the approach you need to take. And I think the successful ones do that. And, you know, and to use the New England Patriots, you know, as an example, because they've been greatly successful. They've had Tom Brady in place, but they've continued to draft Ryan Mallett, Jimmy Garoppolo. Look, they're trying to find the next guy.
Right. They're not trying to replace Brady,
no,
but they're trying to have that next guy.
Mike, in reality, I would not be surprised if Bill Belichick is actually trying to replace Tom Brady.
At this stage, perhaps. But
yeah.
I don't think all these guys that they drafted over the years have not been attempts to replace Tom Brady.
No, but what one of the, I think the things, you know, you could sit there and argue about the New England Patriots and about how good have they drafted over the last 10 years, you know, because many people think it hasn't been very good. But I think the one thing that I give them great respect for is they're not willing to hitch their wagon to all of these draft picks. You know, their attitude is that, look, if it works and they're good players, great. If it doesn't work, we're not just going to keep riding that train because it's wasting time to upgrade and get better with somebody else. And I think that's one of the reasons that has made them very successful, in that they've never looked at draft picks as they've earned the right to be something because they are a draft pick.
It feels like, talking about Blake Bortles, the last couple of weeks have been a little bit better than the first half of the season basically was for him. I think he threw the ball actually pretty well last week, all things considered, compared to what we've seen from him. It's still not good enough to feel good about him as the franchise quarterback going forward, but it feels like he may be coming out of the funk a little bit that he was in for the first half of the year.
Yeah, I think so. And if you didn't watch the game, and if you just looked at the stats, I don't know if you'd come to that conclusion.
No, 50% passing, you know, 120-something through the air. Right.
But, you know, here's the biggest step that I think that he took in this game is that he protected the football. He didn't make any throws that were nearly intercepted, and none of them didn't fumble the ball, didn't throw an interception. So, I mean, I those are all positives, and I think improvement on his part, and his ability to run the football was great. But you can't expect him to do that for the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, quarterbacks aren't – look, the job of quarterback is to give the ball to somebody else and let them run it.
Right.
You know, so at some point, you know, you want to see him be able to throw the ball effectively, protect the football effectively, be efficient, and to throw passes that are accurate and look good. Those spirals and everything.
Yeah, and there were early in the year, it felt like there were opportunities that he wasn't even seeing in this offense. Watching the last couple of weeks, is he seeing the big plays there and they're just not connecting on him?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's the one thing I think we talked about last week is that, you know, the one thing you're happy about is that he has seen, for the most part, he's seeing what's there, and he's trying to make the throws. Now, the accuracy part and the connection part of it haven't exactly worked out. But, you know, you like the fact that at least he's putting the ball where you want it. Now, there was one exception, obviously, in the Detroit Lions game that I had pointed out. I can't remember if it was on a Monday television show or Film Room Friday. I can't remember. It was a 2nd and 10. And he had an opportunity to hit Denard Robinson on a swing pass. It was the one that he threw the ball to Julius Thomas when Julius Thomas wasn't even looking.
Yeah.
Well, Julius doesn't look because he's covered. Same thing this past week with Allen Hurns. Remember, Allen Hurns doesn't even turn around and look at the ball because
right. The
linebacker's about ready to flatten him, and Allen Hurns is going, there's no way he's going to throw the ball to me. Well, going back to the Detroit game, when Julius doesn't even turn around, the linebacker's right on top of him, on the right, in the right flat. He's got Denard Robinson with a defense that just collapsed completely, and that's his, you know, safety valve. If he just turns and throws it to Denard Robinson it was actually a 2nd and 15 because it was after the after the -5 yard where A.J. Cann got beat in the backfield. And this was a critical series because the Jaguars had just lost the lead, had a great kick return, opportunity to get momentum. First down, -5, second down, there's an opportunity for Denard Robinson to flat the game 30-plus, and Blake doesn't even see him. You know, so those are the type of things that, you know, those need to start happening for him. And I'm, for the most part this past week they did, but he's still got a long way to go.
I got a J-Fund update right here, Radiothon update. Thank you to Captain Buzz.
Hey!
You know who you are. I knew a guy named Buzz. Everybody knew a few guys named Buzz probably back in their college days. Captain Buzz slapped down a $1,000 donation
awesome.
In the last few minutes. So we're
That's
near.
Great job!
We're right at about $3,000 for the first 30 minutes, so right on pace for where we need to be. We want to top over $11,000 for the 2 hours of Jaguars today, so dig deep. All you Jaguar fans out there, what you got, Lux?
Well, the Mike Cleats, Cause,
yes,
which we talked about. Will Beatty, the New York Giants
offensive lineman
is going to be wearing Tom Coughlin J Funk cleats this weekend.
Nice, and you can bid on those right afterwards.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Is all these cleats are going to be auctioned off, and I'm assuming it's going to be on NFL's website.
Right, and the money will directly go to what you bid on Will Beatty's
100%.
Cleats. 100% goes to the J Fund.
That's right. So anybody in Jacksonville can bid on those cleats.
Bid
anybody
on those cleats
from anywhere can bid on those.
Right. It's not about the, you know, you can become a Will Beatty fan because he's doing that, but it's not about necessarily being a fan of that. You're a fan of the organization here that you're supporting. So thank you to Captain Buzz. Ding, 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 ding. $1,000 in the tally. Do we have any Jaguars Day t-shirts left? We need to get a fresh batch made.
I don't know.
Captain Buzz would certainly be deserving
of
a Jaguars Day t-shirt. I think Tyler just ran down the hall to do just that. A couple quick questions here, logs for you before we go to break. Elephant in the stadium. Players, coaches, staff put in 70-plus hour weeks. Wi-Fi and a banker 24 hours till kickoff to adjudicate. In other words, should referees be full-time is what this person at Salient Truth is asking on Twitter. Without going into all the permutations of it, part-time referees, full-time referees, do you see it moving towards a full-time model?
I've never believed that officials should be full-time, and the reason why is I think you shrink the talent pool if you do so. And
most of these guys make more money doing other things, and they do this because they love it,
yes.
and they've risen to become the best at their profession. No matter what you think about the job they do, they're considered the best at what they do in a difficult job. And, right, if you choose them to force them to choose between that and maybe being a high-figure lawyer or whatever.
Which a lot of them are.
Right.
I mean, a lot of them are very, very talented, you know, businessmen.
They're going to go the other way.
Absolutely, because, I mean, the NFL pays good, but it doesn't pay that much, and you know, here's the thing that the NFL needs to do a better job of, is making them accountable. Because it is a big pool, it is a large pool, and the NFL does pay the officials pretty well, is that if you have some that are not performing well, get them out. Get them out. And don't sit there and go, well, you know, we've graded them down, and, you know, we gave them a warning, and, you know, we're putting them on probation, double secret probation the next time. No, if the guy's performing well, it's just, hey, it's It's the National Football League, and it should stand for the officials as well. Not for long. Get them out if they are substandard.
By the way, I heard Tom Coughlin on this morning with the guys on the drill, and I think he was referring just to the head referee in each group, but he did allude to the fact that they're thinking about at least exploring making the referee a full-time employee, like the head of each crew, the full-time guy, with these other guys coming in kind of on the basis they're doing now. So it's something.
I still got the same opinion.
Gets brought up over the years.
Even then, you would shrink the talent pool. Those guys do a masterful job, you know, and it's obviously it's very bright, you know, here on a Tuesday, because on Sunday there were three calls that were terrible. You know, I highlighted them last night on Jaguars All Access, and there was no excuse for those three calls. You had the one where McCoy went out of bounds, and then you had the Telvin Smith cause fumble, and then the pass interference on A-Rob. And
yeah.
The calls never went the Jaguars' way. And a lot of people pointed to the one that was the tight end catch, Neil Sterling.
Right.
Like, I mean, let's not get carried away. I mean, that call could have gone either way.
All right, we got to take a break here, guys. Jaguars Today rolls on. The Tom Coughlin J-Fund Radiothon does as well. The number is 207-7070. That's 207-7070. Or log on to 1010XL.com. Click the donate, the tab at the top. Will take you right to the tcjfund.org/radiothon donation page. You can text the word give to 641-1010. We'll send you the link directly as well. And we're trying to raise over $11,000 during these 2 hours. So thanks again to Captain Buzz. $1,000 donation. Tyler tells me we got about 10 Jaguars Today T-shirts left. If we got one in Captain Buzz's size, we'll get his real name from Kelly Coughlin, and we'll hold one for you, Captain Buzz. We appreciate your donation very much. And everybody else who's given already so far today, continue to reach deep in your pockets. Encourage your friends, family who may not be aware that we do this every year. This is a great cause. Again, we're going to talk to some folks who've been impacted by a diagnosis of childhood cancer in their family, including our next guest, Jeremy Rischer, coming up on the other side. So stick around for that. It's a special day, and it's because of our listeners digging as deep as they do every year. That's what makes it special. It's the Tom Coughlin J-Fund Radiothon. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, Jeff Loggeman here with you on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Jaguars Daily is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It could be hard to find some positives in the 28-21 loss to the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, but head coach Gus Bradley addressed the media yesterday, and, well, he tried to find some.
When you watch it on tape, I mean, you see the third down percentage is going up, the red zone's going up, the offense, we've given up 6 sacks in 4 games. But when you look at things like that, in certain areas, you can see improvement. And defensively, same thing. You know, I think we had 5 sacks yesterday in the game. I thought the aggressiveness that we saw, we gave up too many explosive plays. So I think 3 explosive plays on the day.
This has been Jaguars Daily, brought to you by JOI. I'm Jordan DeArmond.
All right, we continue along here. Jaguars Today, Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, Jeff Loggeman here with you, the Tom Coughlin J-Fund Radiothon. How many years have we been doing this, Tom Champion? 8 years, the 8th year of doing this. You guys are phenomenal out there. When I say you guys, our listening audience, continuing to raise the bar every year in terms of the level of donations. We're seeking over $102,000 throughout the course of the day. We don't care when it comes, but let's have some pride if you're a Jaguar fan, and let's put Jaguars Today over the top in our time period. We're seeking to get $11,000 in this two-hour window. You can call 207-7070. That's 207-7070. Or visit 1010XL.com, which takes you right at the top. There, you get a link that will take you right to the J-Fund's donation page. We're seeking at least $96, but again, we'll take anything. But 96 represents the year the J-Fund was founded, as well as the approximate number of children impacted every year with a diagnosis of cancer here on the First Coast. And one of those children was Casey Rischer, who a couple of years ago was diagnosed with the bone cancer, osteosarcoma. Smarter people would call it than I. And her dad, Jeremy, is here with us, a combat vet. And we salute you for that, man. We're just talking to you. You've done 3 of the top 10 most dangerous jobs in all of the military. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 of the top.
Two of the top 10.
I was young and dumb.
Hey, you know,
so
what?
Was that a goal of yours? You know, I said, you know, there's 9 of them. How many can I do?
How many can I knock off?
I didn't even think about it, and, you know, it was just a way to get out of the small town I grew up in. And
where'd you grow up?
Reimersburg, Pennsylvania.
PA.
Little tiny map dot.
So where would that be in the state of Pennsylvania? So were you a Steelers fan or were you an Eagles fan?
I'm a Steelers fan. There's only one team.
We'll allow that today. You know what? It's all love today.
I did leave the Steelers hat in the car.
Thank you. Here's the thing. You go to Iraq like you did, You got a weapon in your hand. You got an enemy. You see that enemy. You know how to fight that enemy. Your kid gets diagnosed with cancer. How do you, you know, what's your, tell us when that, you found out and what, how do you react to that?
That's one of the hardest things in the military. You have an enemy. Your job is eliminate the threat, reassess combat effectiveness, and go on with your mission. Here, there's no, you're powerless. There, I had power. I had my people. We could do what we needed to do. I had to give everything to the doctors. There's nothing other than hold hair while it was there and, you know, throw out buckets. You just comfort as much as you can.
You're a dad. Just be there for your kid, right?
It's completely outside of the realm of what I was used to not be able to control something, and it was really, really difficult. And so to walk out and go to work, and
your daughter is 8 now.
She's 8 now.
And were you overseas when all of this goes down, or did you come back?
Luckily, I had made the decision to get out of the military and started my family afterwards, so they didn't have to deal with any of that stuff of me being gone. So while I had to go to work every day just to make sure we could continue to live indoors, I got to be there for at least part of the time every day throughout the whole ordeal.
Mm. How did she hear about the J Fund, and what did they do to help you?
Oh, it was amazing. They told us about it at the clinic, and everything just kind of happens so fast. There's no time to plan. She was playing at the landing. She fell. She screamed. We got an X-ray. Didn't see anything. She's okay. We go a week later and get another X-ray, and the guy's like, "You have cancer." It's like, you're an orthopedist. How do you know? You know what? So after that, we were pretty much admitted into the hospital, and we're there every week for a year.
And how's she doing?
Now she's phenomenal. It's amazing. I said I've been to war, and she's twice the warrior I've ever been. She had a surgery called a rotationplasty where they cut off her leg above the cancer in her thigh. It was in her lower femur, right at the knee. So they cut her leg off above the cancer, cut her leg off below the knee in like tibia fibia area, rotated her leg 180 degrees, put it back together so her ankle functions as her knee. So she wears a prosthetic, but it's only a single joint prosthetic as opposed to a double joint prosthetic, which would limit her mobility and stuff. So she walks, she swims. She outswims a lot of people her age with both legs, and she's definitely part fish. She on a daily basis.
I needed you to say that right then.
I would have to imagine that when they started telling you exactly what the procedure was going to be, you probably went, "You're going to do what?"
I stepped back and, you know, just kind of sit and thought. All I could think about at the time was, if she still has a foot, I can still put a flipper on it. She can still swim. She's loved swimming forever. She dives. She takes pictures underwater cameras. I mean, she's all about the water. So that's all I could think about was, we can still put a flipper on that. We're good. We're okay. It's just a little bit. We don't need that anyways. That's the bad part. Throw it away. We're going to move on with our lives. With the J Fund and the way they came in and helped us, like I said, it was all a whirlwind. We got pulled in, and it's okay. You're in the hospital. You're going to put in a port. They're going to give her chemo. You're here for a week. And it's like, well, what? But we didn't have.
You don't even have time to process it.
Your head's still spinning, let alone you're trying to figure out, how am I going to pay for all this? For them to come in and say, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. We'll take care of your rent. We'll help you out with that. You concentrate on what you need to concentrate on, get your child well. And after being at war and doing that thing, sometimes you kind of, you only see the negative in the world, but the way the people come forward and help somebody they don't even know. Nobody knew her. She's just another kid as far as most people are concerned, but the fact that people had come forward and just gave to help somebody they don't even know is an amazing, amazing idea, and it's humbling.
Yeah, I don't want to sound, you know, cliche. It's the beauty of the American spirit, you know? I mean, you got a combat vet, American hero, kid with the worst possible thing you can face in your life, and to see the community rally around you through the J Fund, if you need another reason, I can't give you one, you know, to donate. I mean, that's a pretty powerful testimony. Great that Casey's doing so well, but you guys still have the connection? I mean, obviously you're here, and you're very supportive of this great organization, but, you know, ongoing, does she still, I mean, I know they've done, as Jeff pointed out earlier, it's not just about paying your bills, it's about, you know, making sure that the quality of life is there, having those moments of joy in the midst of a difficult time. Does Casey still have a connection with the folks at the J Fund?
She does, and as well as her mother, she, Mom just got to go on a retreat with the J Fund over the Momcology. So it's all mothers who have been with kids who had battled cancer. So like in the military, you know, you're kind of, your brain's kind of programmed to deal with the stress that's going to come. Mom never had that. She just got thrust into this to watch our only child have to go through this fight for a year, for her to go and be with other parents, other mothers, and just to talk with them, and so they can see how everybody's dealing with it, and, you know, they can discuss, I don't know, whatever they discuss. It's moms.
You just have someone that knows what, you don't even have to say anything. You know, right. That person knows what you're going through, and as well-intentioned as other people are, I can only imagine
right.
What that kind of person would be going through, what yourself is going through, and that's great for them to be able to do that.
The Christmas parties, and they, you know, the J Fund has the parties, and we go, and it's great for, it's the kids. The kids don't, you know, if they think of themselves different in public because of an amputation or because of bald heads or because of whatever, they can go and be with other families who are going through the exact same thing they're going through. Or even if it's just a break while we're in chemo, you get out and here's the, you know, the J Fund Christmas party. And she can go and just be a kid in between treatments is a relief that you, it's unimaginable. Just to, you're not sick now. You're not a cancer, you know, you don't have cancer. You're a kid. Enjoy the party. Be a kid. Next week is next week. We'll deal with that when it comes. But right now, be where you are and have fun.
It's a great testimonial. If you could kind of encapsulate it, I mean, you've given great reasons why people should support this organization. I think a lot of people listening know that. But if you could just, what is the pitch? You know, I'm sure you never thought this was going to impact you directly until it did, right? And there but for the grace of God go I. Tell folks who are listening right now who may have never considered doing something like donating to an organization like this why they should.
What you could probably do without somebody else desperately needs to, and it's their time of need for sure. I can't imagine where we would have been without the help of others, and it's just amazing. Yeah, I don't even, there's no real words to
describe.
You
don't need to say anymore, it, man.
It's mind-blowing.
Look, Jeremy fought for all of us here in this country. His daughter had a big fight. The J Fund was there for her. And you can be there for kids like Casey. Hopefully one day there won't be kids like Casey that get this diagnosis. But we're not at that point yet. So now's the time for you to be a hero and step up for these kids who are you know, defenseless when they hear this this diagnosis, but there are a lot of people in their corner, and the J Fund is a big help in that. As you just heard, Jeremy, we appreciate it, man. I'm always humbled and blown away every year. But you know, we talk about such frivolous things on a day to day basis. The one loss record of a football team pales in comparison to what you've gone through. So we appreciate you taking the time out to open up and share your thoughts on that.
And congratulations to Casey.
Hell yeah.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you. I mean, just to be here, I wouldn't have missed it, the opportunity to help out.
We salute awesome. You, brother.
Thank you,
man. All right, Jeremy Risher. Look, if you just want to donate on behalf of Jeremy's great story, that's a great reason. His daughter, Casey, imagine, how tough is that kid? You heard the description of the surgery she went. I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine? Jeff, like you said, you got to be thinking, is that even doable? Can you even, is that a real thing? Can you really do that?
I can't imagine, Jeremy. I mean, you're sitting there and, first of all, the realization that my child has cancer. And that's, I mean, you can't even process that. It takes time. And then all of a sudden, then they're saying, boom, here's, we're going to do this. You're probably just numb.
There's not a lot of time to think about it whenever you get the first.
No. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, first of all, kudos to you for handling it. You know, I mean, to be able to go through that and be a pillar for your family. Wow.
And wow. I tell you what, Casey's going to be a pillar. I mean, you go through that, that's going to be one tough young lady as she grows up, and I'm sure you're going to be very proud of her. I'm sure you already are.
Without a doubt.
For the spirit that she's shown.
Yeah, he was showing
point.
Some pictures. He's showing off.
Yeah, I would too.
Showing off little Casey.
Hey,
she's
they did the surgery.
Girl.
48 hours later, she was on her walker and trucking around the hospital floor.
That's wow. amazing.
I said, I've seen people get their tonsils out and lay in bed longer than that. So
there's no doubt about it.
That'd
yeah.
be me.
We just had, by the way, we just had someone call in and donate. Stephanie King donated $1,096.
Oh, you rule, Stephanie.
To the J
Give
Fund.
Her two T-shirts.
That's right. We're just over the $5,000 mark, so we're not quite halfway to where we want to get. So let's go, people.
Let's keep going, all right? We're almost halfway, which is... almost at the halfway point of this show. We got to push to get past $11,000, at least, at a minimum. You want to blow past it? If you're holding one back for hour number two, that's fine. But let's get them in at 207-7070. That's 207-7070. Go to 1010XL.com. You can click on the link there. You can also text the word GIVE to 641-1010. They'll send you a direct link to your phone where you can donate to the J Fund. We're seeking that $96 donation or larger, but we'll take whatever you've got. Tyler, what do you got?
Someone said my employer matches and says my employer Verizon matches donations.
Even today, I'm not going to say a bad thing. Thank you, Verizon.
We need you.
I appreciate you, Verizon. You know what? If that's what it takes, if you want me to hug a Verizon rep, bring them down here. And if you're going to donate $100, you can bring them down here. I'll hug just about anybody. You can have a Verizon rep in a Gator shirt, and I probably kind of give them that air hug, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Man hug.
We'll say something like that.
Yeah,
a quick,
kind of
quick
a man,
pat
yeah,
on the back, one. And then have a nice day. Yeah, something like that. So, hey, thank you for whoever that was out there that did that. And a lot of employers will match on Giving Tuesday, so check with your employer if you're making a charitable donation to the J Fund. That's great stuff. Thanks again to Jeremy Risher. We got to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. This State in Football and the Honda Drive around the NFL. More to come with the Tom Coughlin J Fund Radiothon. Let's get those donations rolling in. 207-7070. 207-7070. Go to 1010XL.com to get the link there, or just text the word GIVE to 641-1010. It's Jaguars Today. The Tom Coughlin J Fund Radiothon rolls on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Great job.
Hey, folks, Mike Dempsey here for Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors, you know what? I've been growing the beard out a little bit, but I like to keep things trimmed up nice and neatly. And with Harry's now, they've got the best equipment in the business. New 5-blade razors that include softer flex hinges for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for those hard-to-reach places, a lubricating strip, textured handle for more control when it's wet. All the things you need. Harry's limited edition set is available right now. This holiday, Harry's is offering a limited edition shaving set that includes a midnight blue chrome razor handle, 3 of Harry's German-engineered 5-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel. It smells great. Beautifully designed gift box that comes with it. All that for $30. And as a special offer for listeners of this show, we partner with Harry's to give you $5 off that offer when you enter code Dempsey at checkout. That's right. Get your holiday shopping done early. Go to harrys.com right now. You'll get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last. Don't forget to enter code Dempsey at checkout. Save $5 here. That's harrys.com. Code Dempsey. Start shaving better today with Harry's.
Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Studios at Everbank Field.